Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It's a football Friday, and it's wild because this week, and partially because you had the Monday night game, so it's a short week, but also because of gestures hands wildly.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so hard to actually focus on the Niners. We will get to that, obviously, once we get there. But like, I'm still looking backwards because what is happening with this organization right now? John Lopez, it feels like, you know, this organization where we knew that the offense was not up to snuff, but we, for a long time this year, we were looking at this offense and going, well, that's the thing. If you could figure that out. In fact, we at some points, we might have narrowed it down to if the offensive line can block, then you have chances. Now I'm looking at it and I'm like, is there a disconnect between the upper level, like the levels of management and the rest of the team? And that does not bode well for the remainder of the season. Talk less of this Sunday game versus the Niners.
I could tell you, but I prefer Cool Hand Luke to tell you.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it.
All right, that's it. Failure to communicate. Failure to communicate. What is going on with this squad? And it's not even just the offense. It's not just the defense and Derek Stingley. And it's not just the special teams. It's all of it. What is going on? I mean, people toss that phrase around a lot. What's going on here? It is so appropriate here because it's one thing if the offensive line has a disconnect and, you know, they because they got the turnstile at guard.
It's because we've come to expect it from the offensive line, which is laughable in and of itself.
Yes, that's one thing, and we've kind of honed in on that. Then we get yesterday and, you know, well, 2 days ago, I guess it was 2 days ago, D'Amico talking about, or maybe three, D'Amico talking about, you know, the get your hands on them, all that stuff. Derek Stingley was asked about it. And what did he say?
Let's hear it. Hey, Derek Stingley, the head coach said that the game plan going in was getting the hands on him, and it felt like that didn't happen. Can you give us your side of this?
I feel like any corner, you know, likes to be at the line. But I'll never do nothing outside of what the play call is. So if the play call tell me to be off, I'm going to be off.
And that includes the shadowing as well?
It includes everything. Can't go out there and do my own thing. So, and I've never done that. That's not who I am.
Appreciation of Landry Locker getting that in the locker, clubhouse during open clubhouse.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, they're playing tennis. He said this, I'm going to hit it back at you, big guy. I mean, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
How much of this, and I ask this just to kind of set up the conversation further, how much of this does it feel like is just losing? When a team is losing and has been losing for a little bit, right, as it feels like this season has been, you're 2-4, how much of this is that, and how much does this feels above that? You've been around a lot of teams in various different sports, and I'm sure you've seen some losing locker rooms. Like, how much of that is this, and how much of this is something else entirely?
I don't think it's a telephone game. I really don't, because it was very clearly stated by both sides you know, what was expected and what was done, and I'm not going to go outside of what the play call. That points to Matt Burke and D'Amico Ryans.
I'm glad you mentioned Matt Burke because, again, as we're trying to suss out what the bleep is happening here, how much of this do you maybe look at as we're starting to see this disconnect with the defense that felt like it was well congealed, and that happens after play calling duties were given to Matt Burke? Not that I'm blaming him, but maybe is that where there could be a difference in communication, or, you know, something lost in translation from, you know, game plan to actually, you know, what the calls are and how the play actually evolves on the field?
Don't you think that would actually lessen that factor? Because if before it was D'Amico calling it, talking to Matt Burke. Now, maybe it's still valid because D'Amico's talking to Matt Burke still, and Burke is making the call. But there's only one voice going into the green dot. There's only one voice that goes in there, and it stops with, what, is it 12 seconds, 15 seconds?
15.
Yeah, left. So I don't buy that. This is, to me, about communication, disconnect, and you can take it to Nick Caley talking about Nico Collins, too. Like, you know, the fact that I guess it was DJ Bieniemy, asking him about, you know, all these players.
Oh, we're going to need more time to get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
You know what, let's do that here in this next segment, because I think that's a bigger offensive conversation that, again,
but
when we talk about it.
But it still feeds to this.
It does. It absolutely does.
And then there's even Frank Ross, our beloved Frank Ross, talking about Braxton Berrios. Well, it's mix and match.
Let's hear for Frank
Ross. It's mix and match.
Let's hear for Frank Ross. This was him trying to give us some explanation on why Braxton Berrios came off of being a healthy scratch a whole bunch and immediately took not just some of the snaps, but all of the return opportunities from Jalen Knoll.
How did you arrive at the decision to go with Berrios at punt return instead of Knoll?
I don't think there's a decision to go with anybody. I think every year you guys have asked me, hey, how do you feel about returners in training camp when the roster's at 90? We mix and match every returner that we have. Tramon, Damian, Jalen, Braxton, Christian Kirk, all those guys have taken reps for us. It doesn't matter of which game or what timing or who's available. I mean, Jalen was our starting kick returner last week. So he had six or seven blocking reps on kick return because they kicked opposite. So, you know, it's just about play for play, however that shakes out.
That's just not accurate. You know, a coordinator's job is not to mix and match. Because didn't he say at the beginning of the, it's not about who's going? Yes, it is. It is about who's going to return the kick.
I found that.
Yes.
Kind of amazing.
It is about that. If and D'Amico Ryan says, even when it comes to the offensive line, we're going to find our best five, we're going to get them some reps, and that's our group. Well, that didn't happen. Now he's saying the same thing in special teams?
Yeah,
we're mixing and matching?
Even going back to, yes, I know that you have guys that you feel comfortable allowing to return.
Yeah.
And I can maybe even see, hey, we need to maybe make a get some level of change up if we need to, you know, create a spark if something's not there. That's not the case. Jalen Knoll's returned well when you've gotten him, given him an opportunity to return. And you've had options to mix and match prior to this. What made this particularly the time to do it?
It's week 7, Reggie. You're mixing and matching. You're rotating guards. You're not getting communication done on the defensive side when it comes to coverages and how you're going to defend, the best receiver in the game.
You know what I like to call it? You're searching. And what's funny is that you're searching even in places where it felt like you already had an answer, which, again, when you're searching for something, it makes it seem like you're lost.
Well, the other thing is, and I thought of this earlier, you know, we talked about what if David Culley had said what D'Amico Ryans said earlier about the identity of the offense is to move the ball. What if the Browns were doing this? What if the Browns were saying mix and match and, the communication is off. We'd all be going, yep, it's the Browns. It's what they do. Not the Browns, it's the Texans. They were contenders, presumed contenders.
Honestly, this is one of the places where I know at times we can kind of lament the idea that the national media does not pay enough attention to the Texans. It's probably a good thing right in this moment because this would be laughingstock of sorts.
And
this is why it's going to be very important for you to come out and comport yourself properly on Sunday. In fact, I want to continue digging into this because the offensive side of this, Nick Caley stepped to the podium and the answers that he gave were probably the most interesting in this continual miscommunication situation. So let's dive into that. What the hell is happening with these Texans? We continue talking about that next.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.